Title: The Commercial Industry Gets More Space, Reduced Export Controls Ease Cross-Border Collaborations, Part 2 of 4. Content: In a Land Before Time, technologically speaking, so, like, the mid-90s, the most basic software encryption functions were controlled under the U.S. International Traffic in Arms Regulations. The then-current version of Netscape or Lotus Notes, the hot tech of the era, were controlled under the same regulatory regime as missiles and fighter jets. Then, in 1996, an executive order moved encryption to commercial export controls and freed up the software industry to flourish into its current, omnipresent state. This week, the U.S. government rolled out similarly overdue rules for the commercial space industry. The changes will reduce the restrictions that treat commercial space and satellite commodities, technology, and software as if they were military assets, and will lower the barriers to the commercial space industry's potential to collaborate across borders. We are presenting and discussing those rules in a four-part series of blog articles, the second of which we present here. The summary in Section 1 is the same as our other articles, but the rest delves into an Export Administration Regulations rule proposing relaxation of controls on space and satellite parts and components exports to dozens of countries, among other changes. 1. The October 2024 Space Rules. On October 17, 2024, U.S. agencies overseeing exports in the space industry, 1, issued four new regulatory notices, each of which should reduce compliance burdens and potential confusion that space and satellite companies have faced in the past, the October 2024 Space Rules. All of the regulations appear to be aimed at modernizing U.S. export regulations and keeping the U.S. commercial space industry competitive globally, as follows: a rule removing or exempting items from defense export controls, including, among others, decontrolling spacecraft that can dock with commercial space stations, as well as spacecraft with autonomous collision avoidance providing limited exemptions to items for certain space agency programs, space tourism, and space fundamental research. A rule, which is the subject of this blog post, reducing and clarifying commercial controls on certain items, including, among others, reducing controls on Export Control Classification Number, ECCN, 9A515.X, a catch-all for space-related parts, components, and accessories, clarifying rules on spacecraft and launch vehicle export controls, clarifying controls on vehicles launched in international waters, a rule eliminating the export license requirements for certain spacecraft to Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. A rule adding a new export license exception for commercial space activities, CSA. We welcome you to read each rule through the links provided above. However, for those of you who can stand to wait and who don't mind our prose, we will provide summaries of each new rule throughout the week. Below, please find our overview of the 2nd October 2024 Space Rule, wherein BIS eases license requirements for less sensitive items and clarifies a few of the existing controls. This interim final rule, IFR, is immediately effective yesterday but allows the public to provide comments on the rule so that it may be adjusted later on. 2. Reducing license requirements for ECCN 9A515.X. 2. Before the IFR, space and satellite parts and components required a license or license exception to nearly all countries, except the UK, Australia and Canada, under ECCN 9A515.X. Now, however, those items have largely been changed from controls at the National Security Column 1, NS1, and Regional Security Column 1, RS1, level to the NS2 and RS2 level. That is not a complete removal of the controls, but it does allow space parts and components to be exported to most EU and NATO countries, as well as South Korea, New Zealand, Japan, Argentina, Mexico, and Turkey, among others. Broadly, this makes the export of space-related parts and components, as well as the related technology, easier for companies to move among countries that are U.S. allies and partners. Because the relaxation of the controls was so broad, BIS may pick out a few parts, components, accessories, and attachments in the future that still merit higher controls and will toss them into a new ECCN 9A515.W, which remains subject to NS1 and RS1 controls. BIS also identified and downgraded what could be .x items.